Don Luskin, who's your pro stock market candidate?
I mean this in all seriousness, Larry. Ron Paul.
Of the serious contenders this evening, Pat, is there one who adheres closest to your conception of classic conservatism?
I think the closest, candidly, is probably Ron Paul, who is a pro-life libertarian who does not vote for big spending, who opposed the Medicare expansion, who opposed No Child Left Behind, who opposed the war in Iraq. And he was the libertarian candidate for president years ago.
From MSNBC and Politico.com, this is a Decision 2008 special, the GOP Presidential Candidates Debate from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California.
Congressman Paul, you voted against the war. Why are all your fellow Republicans up here wrong?
That's a very good question. And you might ask the question, why are 70% of the American people now wanting us out of there? And why did the Republicans do so poorly last year? So I would suggest that we should look at foreign policy. I'm suggesting very strongly that we should have a foreign policy of non-intervention, the traditional American foreign policy and a Republican foreign policy. Throughout the 20th century, the Republican Party benefited from a non-interventionist foreign policy. Think of how Eisenhower came in to stop the Korean War. Think of how Nixon was elected to stop the mess in Vietnam. How did we win the election in the year 2000? We talked about a humble foreign policy, no nation building, don't police the world. That is a conservative, it's a Republican, it's a pro-American, it follows the founding fathers, and besides, it follows the Constitution. I tried very hard to solve this problem before we went to war by saying, declare war if you want to go to war, fight it and win it. But don't get into it for political reasons or to enforce UN resolutions or pretend the Iraqis were a national threat to us.
Congressman Paul, Pete from Rochester Hills, Michigan, wants to ask you this. If you were president, would you work to phase out the IRS?
Immediately.
That's what they call a softball.
And you can only do that if you change our ideas about what the role of government ought to be. If you think the government has to take care of us from cradle to grave, and if you think our government should police the world and spend hundreds of billions of dollars on a foreign policy that we cannot manage, you can't get rid of the IRS. But if you want to lower taxes, and if you don't want the government to quit printing the money to come up with shortfall and cause all the inflation, you have to change policy.
Dr. Paul, how do you reconcile this moral leadership kind of role of conservatism with the very libertarian strain of conservatism, the Barry Goldwater conservatism that you represent? How do you put together what he just said with what you believe in a unified national purpose?
Well, you do it by an understanding what the goal of government ought to be. If the goal of government is to be the policeman of the world, you lose liberty. And if the goal is to promote liberty, you can unify all segments. The freedom message brings us together. It doesn't divide us. I believe that when we overdo our military aggressiveness, what it does, it actually weakens our national defense. I mean, we stood up to the Soviets. They had 40,000 nuclear weapons. Now we're fretting day in and day night about third world countries that have no army, navy, or air force, and we're getting ready to go to war. But the principle, the moral principle, is that of defending liberty and minimizing the scope of government. And
I'm sorry, we have to go on.
Congressman Paul, Bob Hussey from Minnesota writes that perhaps the most important skill a good president must have is the ability to make good, sound decisions, often in a crisis situation. Please cite an example when you had to make a decision in crisis.
I wonder if he's referring to a political decision like running for office or something like that. I guess in medicine I made a lot of critical decisions. I mean, you're called upon all the time to make critical life-saving decisions. But I can't think of any one particular event where I made a critical decision that affected a lot of other people. But I think all our decisions we make in politics are critical. My major decision, political decision, which was a constitutional decision, was to urge for five years that this country not go to war in Iraq.
We have Mrs. Reagan here. The camera will not focus on her, but I'm going to tell you, it will now focus on you. Mrs. Reagan wants to expand federal funding of embryonic stem cell research, Will that progress under your administration? Dr. Paul, yes or no on federal funding?
Programs are like this are not authorized under the Constitution. The trouble with this, issues like this, is in Washington we either prohibit it or subsidize it.
Right.
And the market should deal with it and the states should deal with it.
Okay, let's start with an enjoyable down the line, okay?
Here.
I want each candidate to mention a tax he'd like to cut in addition to the Bush tax cuts, keeping them in effect.
Well, in my first week, I already got rid of the income tax. So my second week, I would get rid of the inflation tax. It's a tax that nobody talks about. We live way beyond our means with a foreign policy we can't afford and an entitlement system that we have encouraged. We print money for it. The value of the money goes down, and poor people pay higher prices. That is a tax. It's a transfer of wealth from the poor and the middle class to Wall Street. Wall Street's doing quite well, but the inflation tax is eating away at the middle class of this country. We need to get rid of the inflation tax with sound money.
Congressman Paul, Kerry from Connecticut asks, do you trust the mainstream media?
Some of them, but I trust the internet a lot more, and I trust the freedom of expression, and that's why we should never interfere with the internet. That's why I have never voted to regulate the internet, even when there's the temptation to put bad things on the internet. Regulation of bad and good on the internet should be done differently. But there's every reason to believe that we have enough freedom in this country to have freedom of expression, and that's what is important. And whether or not we trust the mainstream or not, I think you pick and choose. There are some friends and some aren't so friendly.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Paul.
I am absolutely opposed to a national ID card. This is a total contradiction of what a free society is all about. The purpose of government is to protect the secrecy and the privacy of all individuals, not the secrecy of government. We don't need a national ID card.
We'll go down the line again. This isn't as much fun as cutting taxes. Do you think Scooter Libby should be pardoned? Dr. Paul, do you want to pardon him?
No, he doesn't need a pardon, but he doesn't need it because he was instrumental in the misinformation that led to Congress and the people to support a war that we didn't need to be in.
Seriously, would it be good for America to have Bill Clinton back living in the White House? Dr. Paul.
I am known for sticking to principle and not flip-flopping. I voted to impeach him, so hardly did I want him back in the White House.
How will you be different in any way from President George W. Bush?
I certainly would continue on my earlier theme that foreign policy needs to be changed. Mr. Republican Robert Taft, we have a statute of him in Washington. He advocated the same foreign policy that I advocate. I would work very hard to protect the privacy of American citizens, being very, very cautious about warrantless searches, and I would guarantee that I would never abuse habeas corpus.